VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization, targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the IRGC, the Islamic Republic's most powerful security organization. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. But Middle East Institute senior fellow Alex Vatanka predicts Tehran will react with restraint.
I don't think the Iranians are right now in a position or interested in escalation. Their fundamental policies wait Trump out.
What is certain is that the action significantly tightens the noose around the IRGC, which is a substantial part of Iran's economy and its political system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. action, which takes effect in 1 week and includes the IRGC's elite secretive Quds force, means it will be a federal crime to provide any type of support to the IRGC. President Trump has fired the director of the Secret Service. News of the firing came a day after the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two administration officials say Randolph Tex Alice will depart. They say it's because of a personality conflict within the Secret Service and is unrelated to either a recent security breach at the president's Florida club or yesterday's resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, to whom the agency's director reports. Alice was recommended for the job by another fellow retired Marine general, ex-White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, and has been on the job nearly 2 years.
This is VOA News.